Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. That was my rock and roll son who wrote and composed and performed that song in honor of me, my show, and my book. Thank you, Arnie. He is actually performing at a local venue this weekend, and I'm very excited to see him back in a band after a hiatus of a year or so. Very talented young man. If you want to find something really pretty remarkable, he talked his way on stage at the Roxy Theater on Sunset Boulevard, which is a famous, well-known small venue in Hollywood, and he got to jam when he was 16 years old with his idol, a guy named Chris Cornell, who was the lead singer of the group Soundgarden and was the lead singer of a group called Audioslave. And if you go to YouTube and you type in Arnie Sallon, that's my last name, A-R-N-I-E Sallon, and Chris Cornell, you can see a video of my son getting on stage. You can see Chris Cornell whispering in his ear, "Hey, kid, what's your name?" After my son literally shouted out from the audience and talked his way on stage to play with his idol. Chris Cornell then gave my son the acoustic guitar that was around his neck, because this was an acoustic concert with Chris Cornell on guitar and a cello player. He gave my son the acoustic guitar. He got an electric guitar for himself. They had agreed on the song, which my son had rehearsed, hoping to play that specific song. You talk about luck. Talk about preparation. He was prepared. He knew every one of Chris Cornell's songs. And the one he shouted out that he wanted to play turned out to be the next one that Chris Cornell was going to play. And he gets up there, and then Chris Cornell says, "Okay, well, I'm now going to be doing a song with Arnie Sallon." And he looks at my son, who's 16 years old at that time with shoulder-length long hair, which is now crew-cut style. And they look at each other with that look, that musician's exchange of, "Are you ready?" And my son then they start, and for 6 minutes, my son matches them note for note. And it's all there on YouTube on the video. Just look up Arnie Sallon and Chris Cornell. Today, we talked about kids and driving. At least we tried to. I allowed and loved the fact that we went in different directions, so to speak, to take the driving analogy to a really absurd place. I also love the fact that my engineer between segments shared with me that he didn't start driving till he was 38. So that must be another story. Maybe he's an idiot savant. I don't know. That's kind of interesting what that's all about. I would have really liked it if my son could wait till 38, but it didn't happen that way. I want to tell you that next week we will be talking about another topic. We're going to be talking about holidays and rituals and traditions. This past July 4th, I was just struck by the tradition that July 4th imparts on most of us. And then I realized how certain family traditions and certain religions affect every family's own sense of ritual. And I think ritual is a really important part of family life. And it gives kids memories and things to hold on to that they will carry with them their whole life. And that's what we will talk about next week. Pastor Drew will be gone, and maybe we'll have Adam Cohen back again. I'm not sure. It was really great to have him as our first-time guest on the show, Adam Cohen of Data Rocks. As always, it was a pleasure to have Wayne Levine for the Men's Room and Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap. I do want to remind you that my book, A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation, is available as a book, as a Nook, as a Kindle, and as an iBook. You can get it at the store at bruceallen.com. And you can find it on Amazon or BN.com or iTunes. We talked about teens and driving, and my best advice to you is don't. Don't let them. I'm kidding, of course, but we have to be careful. And that's really all I'll say on that support on that topic. Again, I want to welcome our new station, KRSA in Alaska. I think this is my premiere episode with you guys, and I hope you enjoy it, and I look forward to talking with you directly. I want to thank my support team, first the unflappable and ever so helpful 38-year-old driving novice Richard Dugan, who's my engineer and producer. Second, my cheerleader-in-chief, Les Carroll, who is my home station's station manager. I want to thank you again for joining the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. I will repeat that. Be the best dad or mom you can be. And as I was thinking about also, be the best spouse you can be, too. Goodbye for now. We'll see you next week.